Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, June 18th. When it comes to the $5 billion snack industry, rivalries are anything but sweet. Consider the latest schoolyard fight between energy bar makers Kind and Clif Bar. Using sugar as its weapon, Kind's latest ad campaign taunts Clif for hiding the unhealthy stuff in its supposedly healthy bars.
Did you know the first ingredient in this Clif Bar is brown rice syrup? Which is just another name for sugar? This Kind bar's first ingredient is almonds, which is just another name for almonds.
Taken on face value, the attack ad sounds fairly gentle, but it's a skirmish in a ferocious war to win the bar business, said to be the fastest growing category at the grocery store. According to Outside Magazine, there are at least 35 brands offering more than 150 types of energy bars, appealing to quite the wide spectrum of convenience eaters. There's Bobo's seemingly homemade oat bars, meat-based munchies for the paleo crowd, Kind's nuts and fruit concoctions, and Clif's more cookie-like organic treats. And everyone wants a bigger piece of this pie, especially Clif and Kind, which have been jousting with each other for months. In March, industry leader Clif took out an ad in the New York Times suggesting that Kind should do what Clif called the Kind thing by going organic. Not surprisingly, Clif's ingredients already are. Clif even offered to donate 10 tons of organic ingredients to Kind should Kind decide to follow Clif's lead. And if you're taking space in the New York Times, you shouldn't waste it, so Clif extended the suggestion to other non-organic rivals, RX Bar, owned by Kellogg's, and Lara Bar, owned by General Mills. Kind didn't respond kindly to Clif's sideways insult. Instead, it began attacking Clif for its brown rice syrup, one of 100 kinds of sweeteners, or sugar by another name, that Kind says so-called nutritious bar makers hide in their products. It also filed a petition with the FDA, attempting to get the regulator to crack down on what it says are rampant false health claims. Somewhat ironic, because the FDA had cracked down on Kind itself 4 years ago, insisting it take its own healthy claims off its packaging. The FDA reversed that decision a year later. This is no fight between homegrown entrepreneurs, mind you, even though both companies were founded by athletes cooking up better-tasting nutrition bars in their kitchens. The healthy snack business is so tasty and growing so much faster than other energy standbys like candy bars that Snickers owner Mars invested in Kind in 2017. Clif Bar remains privately held, owned by its founders and its employees. Whether consumers will take kindly to this fight in an industry that prizes its brand reputation for friendly down-home, well, kindness, has yet to be seen. In the meantime, though, expect the battle to become even more intense. With shelf space at a premium in brick-and-mortar grocery stores, these brands have every reason to do whatever they can to crowd out their rivals. We're sure that whoever wins will savor the victory. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Like our show, share us with a friend. Send a text, an email, or share right from your podcast app. How about it? Thanks a bunch. We think you're pretty sweet. I'm David Brown, back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack two suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.